又很高兴能够看到各位。
This is my last night here with you.
啊，今天是我最后一个晚上在这里。
And I have to confess that after seeing your beautiful city,
我必须要承认，在看到你们这么美丽的高雄市以
后，that it comes almost as close as the beauty of the land of Israel.
啊，几乎是跟以色列地一样美丽。
But you do have a beautiful city.
啊，我们有美丽的城市。
I know that today was local elections.
啊，我知道你们啊，今天晚上正好是选举之夜哈。
And I do hope that God would put in His right people to rule in this land.
希望神能够保守选出正公义的人，正确的人来统治这块土地。
And that they would do justice to the people and to the land.
他们能够在行公义啊。
And that the freedom of religion and the freedom that you brothers and sisters have in Christ would continue.
啊，也可以有自由，能够好好的来传福音。
I also do hope that this seminary would continue to equip people and give them the tools to bring the gospel to the whole world.
我也盼望神学院能够继续好好的装备弟兄姊妹们，让我们能够把福音传给全世界。
Last evening we spoke together about what God has done in terms of restoration of the Hebrew language and the land of Israel.
昨天晚上我们谈到有关于神怎么样复兴以色列的语言跟以色列的土地。
For some of you who weren't here last night, I just want to very, very briefly say a few words about what we've talked about.
为了昨天晚上没有在座的弟兄姊妹，我就稍微简单的摘要一下。
One of the amazing things about our God, among many other things,
有我们所信的这位奇妙的神。有关于这位神，他是怎么样子的呢
？Is that he plans everything ahead of time in great wisdom？
就是他在他伟大的计划、伟大的奇妙的智慧里面，他老早就有一个伟大的计划。
In English, there is an expression that I'm not sure how it would translate into Chinese, but it's about six P's, and it says prior proper planning prevents poor performance。
英文有这种表达方式哈，我不晓得怎么翻哈，就是说你如果有事先栽种收有栽种有收成一步一步的话有六个步骤就能够成就美好的事。
And we can certainly say that about our God that He plans everything perfectly and He executes them as well.
我们可以说我们的神就是这么一位神他做了很好的预备栽种，然后可以有很好的收成。
And one of the things that we talked about yesterday is how God has restored the Hebrew language, which is one of the oldest language, but yet for 2,000 years it was a dead language, revived, and He revived it.
昨天晚上我们也谈到神奇妙的安排，让以色列已经死去了2000年这个语言，居然又复活过来。
And also in 1948, when Israel became a state once again.
在1948年以色列复国以后，这个语言又被复活过来了。
Those two things together paved the way for the gospel to come in a significant way to the Jewish people.
1948年以色列的土地也恢复过来了，所以就为了这个福音能够传到以色列传到全世铺了一个很美好的道路。
And today, as a continuation to what we spoke last night.
今天我们就要继续昨天我们所谈的。
We want to do two things together.
我们要做两件事情。
One is to see one of the examples of how God, our great God, plans everything ahead of time.
第一件事情我们就要看到神怎么样事先老早就计划好他所要做的的事情。
And to see how everything in the Old Testament, as well as the New Testament, points to Christ.
然后我们可以看到在旧约里面所说的一切怎么样指向新约的耶稣基督。
As we would look at Christ in Passover,
当你在逾越节里面看到逾越节里面的耶稣基督的时候
And the second thing that we will do, we will talk a little bit about the restoration of the people.
然后我们要接下去谈到人民的复兴，以色列百姓的复兴。
Augustine once said that the new is in the old concealed, and the old in the new is revealed.
奥古斯丁这么说旧约在新约里面新约在旧约里面隐藏着，旧约在到新约就被显明出来。
And when we study the Old and the New Testament together, we can see what Augustine meant.
我们只有在把新约跟旧约一起看的时候，我们才能够了解奥古斯丁这句话是什么意思。
Because the Old Testament cannot stand by itself.
因为旧约不能够单独的存在。
And the New Testament needs the backing of the Old Testament.
那新约也需要旧约来这个背景来让它能够让我们更了解。
Yesterday also we talked about God's redemptive plan of salvation.
昨天我们也谈到神的救赎的计划。
And we talked how through revelation and covenant he has shown us his plan of salvation to us.
他怎么样跟我们立约，然后把这个救赎的计划启示给我们。
And in that great and grand plan of salvation, Passover plays a very important role.
在这个整个伟大的救赎计划里面，逾越节就扮演了一个很重要的角色。
Not just because of historical background,
不只是因为提供了一些历史的背景
，but also because Passover is something so important that we find it not only in the first five books of Moses in the Pentateuch, but also in the prophets and later on in the writings as well as in the New Testament.
而是整个这个逾越节在五经、在先知、在一直延续下来到新约里面，整个都是贯穿了这个整个圣经的思想。
But so much that Paul in 1 Corinthians 5:7 says that Christ is our Passover.
所以保罗就在哥林多前书五章七节就做了一个总结，他说基督就是我们的逾越节。
And of course, the story of Passover goes even beyond into the book of Revelation and into the future, as we would see.
然后我们也可以继续看到，在启示录里面也讲到这个逾越节的重要性，然后指向未来。
Now, one thing that is important when we look and when we study the Old Testament,
我们当我们还在读旧约的时候，有一件事很重要的。
Is that we need first of all to understand the historical and the geographical background of the story.
我们必须要了解那个历史的跟地理的那个背景。
And only then to find the New Testament fulfillment of that as well.
然后我们就可以从这个背景里面来看新约怎么样成全了这个旧约里面的这些应许。
Because at the end of the time, everything in the Old Testament points to Christ.
因为在最末世的时候，在最世界的终了的时候，所有旧约的所讲的都是指向耶稣基督。
Now, as we look at the first Passover, there are a few things that we need to remind ourselves historically.
当我们回到第一个逾越节的时候，我们必须要了解那个历史背景是什么。
The first thing is that all the Jewish festivals, including the Passover,
就是说所有的犹太人的节期。包括逾越节
They have at least two important backgrounds. One is the historical reason for the festival, and the second is that often those festivals were related to the agricultural season of the people of Israel.
就是他们这些节期都是跟他们的那种文化的背景跟他们的整个生活文化背景很有关系的。
And all of them, of course, have also a futuristic fulfillment.
同时这些节期他们所过的这些节期有一个指向未来的一种盼望一种成全的一种未来的这种盼望。
All the Jewish festivals that we find in the Old Testament are related to some kind of a great act of God for his people.
所有以色列的节期都跟神在他们当中的一些奇妙的作为将要做的奇妙的作为有关系。
For example, the Feast of Booths or Tabernacle,
比如说我们所谓的祝棚节
of course finds its fulfillment in Christ,
也在耶稣基督的身上应验的。
Where John in chapter 1 verse 14 tells us, and the word became flesh,
就是
and dwelt or tabernacled among us.
就是约翰福音第一章十四节他说那里讲到道成了肉身 住在我们中间，那个住就是住棚节啊，那个住就是在我们当中支搭帐篷，住在我们当中跟住棚节有关。
But of course, the festival of booths also reminds us of God's protection for His people through those 40 years that they were in the wilderness.
当然，这个住棚节也提醒我们，上帝怎么样在他们出埃及的旷野的过程当中，怎么样来保护他们。引导保护他们
and how the pillar of the cloud and the pillar of fire guided them during the day and at night.
上帝怎么样白天 用云柱夜间用火柱来引导他们来保护他们
Now when we come to the story of the Passover,
那我们在 进到谈到逾越节的时候
we find its beginning actually in the call of God to Abraham.
我们就看到进到这个神怎么样呼召亚伯拉罕这个事情
Because while God promised Abraham many blessings,
因为神给亚伯兰有很多很多的祝福，很多的应许。
He also told him and foretold him about the story of slavery of the people of Israel in Egypt.
然后他还讲到，要怎么样把他们从埃及拯救出来。
And while they went down to the land of Egypt because of the drought,
因为饥荒的缘故，他们就下到埃及。
Which, by the way, it's very interesting to notice that the difference between the land of Israel, the promised land, and Egypt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's important to notice the difference between land of Israel and Egypt.
我们必须要了解啊，那个埃及地跟以色列的地哈是很不同的。
When people of Israel were in the land of Egypt, because of the river of Nile, they weren't dependent on rain. When they were in Egypt, because of the river of Nile, they weren't dependent on rain. There was always water in the river.
在埃及的时候，他们不太需要依靠土地，因为那里有埃及河，天然资源很丰富。
And of course, water back then was the source of life.
所以，埃及河的水，对，就是他们的生命的资源。
But in the Promised Land, there is no such thing as the river of Nile.
但是到了迦南地哈，就没有这种水的这种天然资源。
So they were always dependent on the blessing of God to bring down rain upon them.
他们离开了尼罗河以后，他们就在旷野里面，他们只有完完全全依靠上帝。
So also one of those times that there was a drought, the sons of Jacob they go down to Egypt.
所以也是因为这些有这种干旱的时候，雅各就下到埃及去。
And of course, because life was good, they ended up staying there. Life was good, so they ended up staying there. The people of Israel.
然后因为那个地方很好，他们就留下来了。
And eventually a new Pharaoh rose that he did not knew Joseph.
然后有一个新王新的法老起来，他们到埃及以后，有一个新的法老起来，他们就不认识约瑟。
And eventually they became slaves in the land of Egypt.
然后后来他们又在埃及就成为奴隶。
But God didn't forsake His people, as we heard earlier in the video.
但是上帝并没有离弃这些百姓。我们刚刚看的影片就可以看到这个。
In Exodus 3 verses 7 and 8,
在出埃及记的第六章第六节跟第七节。
And I paraphrase, he said, I have seen the affliction of my people, and I have heard their cry, and I have come down to save them.
他说我已经听到他们的哀求。我也知道他们的困苦，我下来要拯救他们，应该是出埃及记第三章哈。
And that's exactly what God does.
神就这么做了。
Now, as we come to the story of the deliverance of the people of Israel from Egypt,
当我们来到神拯救他们出埃及这段故事的时候
，And in the first Passover, we find four important elements that we read about them in the book of Exodus.
我们在出埃及记里面，我们看到四个很重要的事情。
The first one, of course, is the lamb.
第一个当然就是土地
，which is actually the most significant aspect of the Passover.
I'm sorry.
Which is the very very important to the Passover meal. The lamb.
Okay. 对不起，不是土地，是羊羔，是羔羊。第一件事情，这个羊羔是很重要的。
God commanded the people of Israel to take a lamb, a blemished lamb, and to put its blood on the doorposts.
神吩咐他们要找一个毫无瑕疵的一个羔羊啊，要选这个，然后来宰杀。
There were two requirements, at least two requirements for the lamb that was to be sacrificed.
这些要被献祭的羔羊至少要有合乎两个条件。
It was to be a perfect lamb.
就是要完全没有完全无瑕疵的。
And it was to be blemish and young.
而且要年轻的没有任何瑕疵的。
And then the other thing was that it was to be roasted by fire.
而且要用火烤的，喜欢吃烤肉。
And we know that fire often in the scriptures reminds us and tells us about God's judgment.
当然这个用火烤在旧约里面让经常是提醒我们是代表神的审判。
In many places we see the judgment of God coming down as a fire.
我们在很多情况里面看到神审判的时候就降下火来审判。
And by the way, Peter also tells us that one day everything that we see, all the elements in this world, would be destroyed.
当我们看到有一天神的审判临到的时候，这个世界上一切都要被火消化。
Except two things, by the way.
当然除了两件事情。
So if you want to invest for eternity, you need to invest in these two things.
所以如果你要对永恒做投资的话，你必须要做这两件事情。
The first one is the word of God that would stand forever.
第一件事情就是要了解神的话，因为神的话是永存的。
And the second thing is the souls of men.
Is the
souls of men.
第二件事情就是人的灵魂。
So any time that you spend in the word of God and with God's people and with the people, it's an investment that it would last for eternity.
所以当你花时间去读神的话的时候这个就是你对永恒做投资。
So it was to be fire, the lamb was to be roasted by fire.
所以这个羔羊必须用火烤。
And it was to be eaten and to be remembered that the Lord put his judgment upon the lamb.
就是这个要提醒我们神的审判就是要临到。
And the blood of lamb,Save the people of Israel.
但是羔羊的血就能够拯救以色列的百姓。
That was the fourth element that we will talk about it later on about the blood on the doorpost.
这是第一件事情重要的，就是为什么那个血要涂在门楣上。
Now, the second element in the Passover meal that we find in the book of Exodus.
第二件重要的事情，有关于逾越节，这重要的事情是什么
？Is the bitter herbs that we would look at it in a moment.
就是苦菜，等一下我们会看到苦菜。
Bitter herbs were not only to remind us of the hardship of the people of Israel in Egypt.
这个苦菜是代表象征以色列人在埃及所受的困苦。
But also to remind us of death.
除了这个以外，也提醒我们这个死亡。对。
Zechariah 12 verse 10, for example, talks about bitterness and death together.
也提醒我们这个死亡的事情，因为在撒加利亚书十二章第九节，他说：“为我愁苦，如丧长子。”那个愁苦跟死长子这个死亡就有关系。
And of course, it also reminds us the firstborn of the Egyptians that were killed in that Passover night.
这个也提醒这个以色列那个以色列埃及地的长子都被屠杀了，死亡长子的死亡。
But God saved the firstborn of the Israelite because of the blood of the Lamb.
但是神却借着羔羊的宝血拯救了以色列的所有的长子。
The blood of the Lamb that was put on the doorposts.
然后那个血羔羊的血要涂在门楣上。
The third element of the Passover that we read about in Exodus chapter 12, verse 8 again.
然后第三个重要的事情就是出埃及记，也是在出埃及记十二章第八节。
Is the unleavened bread that again we will take a closer look at them.
就是无效饼，等一下我们会看。
Leaven often, both in the Old and the New Testament, is a symbol of sin.
这个效在新约经文里面都是一样都是讲到象征罪。后面听得到吗？我可以不用麦克风啊。后面听得到吗？不行啊。
And we know that redemption follows with our sanctification.
然后救赎就跟着是我们的成圣。
And that is to putting off our sins.
就是炼尽了我们的要炼尽我们的罪。
And symbolically, in the first Passover, the people of Israel were to eat unleavened bread.
I
said that was the reason why the people of Israel the first night were to eat unleavened bread.
啊，所以这也就是为什么啊，那个以色列他们在逾越节的时候要吃这个无酵饼。
Because among other things, they were to left in haste very quickly.
因为啊，另外一件事情就是他们啊要很快要离开埃及。
Tomorrow, when I fly back, I have plenty of time, so I don't have to be in a rush. But the people of Israel that night.Were in rush to leave out of Egypt very quickly.
明天我要回去啊，伊拉克啊，我可以啊啊很慢啊啊很匆匆的回去。但是以色列出埃及的时候是匆匆忙忙的。
And the matzah or the unleavened bread was to remind them that they and we need to purge from ourselves our sins and to sanctify ourselves.
所以这个 matzah 就是这个无酵饼，就是提醒我们啊，我们啊。我们是有罪的、啊、我们要赶快离开、啊、那种、啊、罪的情况。
For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 and 8,、
啊、譬如说在哥林多前书五章、啊、六到八节这里
,Paul reminds us by saying, your boasting is not good.
保罗提醒我们说你们这样自夸是不好的。
Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
你们难道不知道一点点的面酵就能够、啊、污染了全团吗？
Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed.
所以你们要把旧酵除尽，好成为新团，因为基督我们的逾越节的羔羊已经被杀献祭了。
And the fourth and the last thing that we read about in the book of Exodus about the Passover meal.
然后最后一个有关于这个逾越节最后一个重要的是什么
？Is the issue of the blood on the doorposts.
啊，就是那个血要涂在门楣上面。
As the people of Israel were commanded in Exodus 12, verse 22.
啊，在出埃及记十二章二十二节。
They were to put the blood in the brush of the hyssop and to put it on the doorposts.
他们要把那个血啊，用那个牛膝草上面，然后把它弄在牛膝草上面，然后把它涂在门楣上。
And in that verse, it says that they were to touch the lintel, in other words, the top of the doorpost.
然后十二章的二十二节，我把它念一遍哈，比较清楚。二十二节啊，拿一把牛膝草沾捧你的血，打在门楣上和左右的门框上。
And then the two doorposts.
就是两个啊，左右的门框上。
In other words, up and across.
他们的两个门楣就是应该是上面啊跟两边啊。
Which of course remind us in some way the cross.
这个也是提醒我们这个十字架一个横的一个直的。
Earlier this morning as we were walking in town.
今天早上我在高雄市溜达的时候。
I was shown by Susan, Mrs. Susan Yeo, the vice president of the seminary, some of the homes in the Chinese home that they had red writings both on the top and on the two sides.
我们的尤副院长就带我们去看一些我们这边的家庭都有那个门帘哈，红色的门帘。
Now I don't know where that tradition comes from.
我不晓得这个传统从什么地方、什么样来的。
But it's interesting to see the similarity.
但是很可以看到一个很有趣的，跟以色列血涂门楣哈很像的。
It seems like every time I come to Far East, I find more and more similarities between the Jewish culture and the Chinese culture.
每一次我到远东来的时候，我就比一次更看到这个中国文化跟希伯来文化跟犹太文化相似的地方。
And this is another one. So thank you.
这个就是另外一个例子，谢谢你。
God tells us in Leviticus 17 verse 11.
神在利未记十七章十一节这样告诉我们
，that the life of the flesh is in the blood.
就是生命是在血里面。
And God says, and I have given it for atonement.
然后神就是借这个血涂在门楣上，我现在给你们救赎。
We know that without blood there is no life.
我们知道没有血就不可能有生命。
And that was That's why it was important to have the blood on the doorposts.
那这也就是为什么我们要那个血要涂在门楣上面。
Now I want you to imagine for a minute what was going on in the Jewish homes on that particular night, that first Passover night in Egypt.
我们要现在要来看看就在那一天他们出埃及的那一天那个逾越节那天晚上到底是怎么一回事情。
The family was sitting in the house, closing all the doors.
全家人就是聚在一起，门关得紧紧的。
They can almost hear the angel of death going from one house to another.
因为那个命令的天使就从一家的门前跑到另外一家的门前。
And they hear the cry and the screaming of the families, the Egyptian families, who are losing their firstborn.
然后他们也听到那些埃及人的家庭里面上长子的家里面那种哀嚎的声音。
And this is the kind of atmosphere in which they were sitting and gathering in that night.
就在这样一种很恐怖的气氛的里面他们聚在一起。
And I can imagine that the father and the mother and the older children would always think, did we put enough blood on the doorposts?
我们也可以想象那个父母亲还有这些孩子们会想到在想说如果我们没有把那个血涂在门楣上的话。
But you see, that reminded them not only of God's judgment.
这是如果没有把血涂在门楣上面的话，会怎么样？这是提醒我们上帝的审判。
But also of God's faithfulness and His love for His people and His promises.
但是也提醒我们，上帝怎么样对他的百姓是蛮有信实蛮有慈爱的。
And we often have to find the right balance between God's judgment. And God's love.
我们必须要在神的审判跟神的恩慈之间要找到一个平衡点。
Now these were the four elements that we find in the scriptures that talk about that first Passover night.
这个就是第一个逾越节里面一个四个很重要的一个的元素。
Since then many traditions have developed.
难道根据这个四个元素以后就发展出很多很多不同的传统
You probably have heard that when you ask two Jewish people for opinion, you hear at least three.
犹太人有一种说法就是如果你问两个犹太人一个问题的话你就发现有三个不同的意见。
So in the same way, we have many different traditions when it comes in how we do the Passover night.
所以他们这种个性就是这个逾越节后来有发展出很多很多不同的意见不同的传统。
And in order to help me, I would like to ask two volunteers, a gentleman and a lady.
为了要让我们更生动的来参与我希望有两位志愿的人一个先生一个女士一个男生一个女生有没有志愿的
It's very easy, and then,
第一个举手的请上来女生有了有没有男生okay, 好。
Okay.
Thank you. 谢谢谢谢。
It won't take long and it's not painful.
不会太久也不会太痛苦的。
It doesn't hurt.
不会害你们的不要怕哈。
Thank you. Yep, you can come on up. Usually in Jewish tradition, the family gather together in the Passover meal and they have the elements of the Passover before them.
通常犹太人的家庭里面过逾节的时候，他们全家聚在一起，然后就把刚刚我们所说的那些重要的那些元素都摆在桌上。
I need to thank Daniel for this Haggadah that was brought here. But this is the book that has the prayers and the order of the meal.
然后这一本就是哈嘎达学帕夏这一本就是按一怎么样来过这个逾越节的那个手册等于是他们的手册一样。
And after the head of the family, the father washes his hand, he takes the bread, if you can take the bread, there's supposed to be three unleavened bread inside.
那个父亲做父亲的要先去洗手。
Can you take them?
你要假定要先洗手然后才拿起这个这个饼
You can take them out from here. There should be three pieces.
那里面应该有三块。
Take them out, please.
把它拿出来。
There is one.
第一块。
Then there should be one inside. In the second layer. Yeah, I can cut it.
mom. Now, what the father does,
thanks.
He takes the middle one.
那个父亲接下来怎么办呢？就是把中间那块拿出来。
And break it into two.
把它剥成两半。
It's okay, break it. And then he puts one inside.And the other one, yeah.
然后他把一块、哦、又塞进去中间 两块的当中
And this goes here.
剩下
And that piece, he hides that piece somewhere in the house.
然后他就把这半块、哦、就藏在房子里面某一个角落
Without the children seeing.
不让小孩子看到
And then what happens was as soon as the meal is over,
然后当他们这个节这个逾越节的这个这个晚宴结束了以后
，The children have to go and find this piece.
小孩子就赶快要去找这一块啊，这一块饼。
And whoever finds it gets a prize.
谁找到了哈、啊，谁就有奖。
Now, if you notice, there were three layers or three pieces of matzah.
你们记得我们刚有三块这个 matzah 这个无酵饼。
And according to the Jewish tradition, the middle one is taken and broken and it's hidden.
按照犹太人的传统，中间那一块就被拿出来，然后剥开，然后有半片就被藏起来。
And it's interesting that it reminds us, in a sense, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the Son whose body was broken.
这也是好像无形当中也在让我们看到三位一体的神其中的一位耶稣基督他的身体就被剥成两半。
And then the second thing that happens is that the Father.Fills four glasses with wine. So if you can pour some wine, I think this is grape juice, but you can put in each of the glasses.
接下来这个父亲哈就要把这些葡萄酒哈倒到杯子里面。
Yeah, just a little bit in each one. Yeah.
倒四杯。
We will talk about the four glasses of the wine in a moment. We will talk about the four glasses in a moment.
等一下，我们再谈这四杯啊，四杯酒啊。
But there are a few other things that we mentioned earlier.
但是我们刚刚也谈到其他的一些事情哈。
We mentioned the bitter herbs.
我们谈到苦菜啊，苦菜。
That it reminds us, it's bitter because it reminds us the bitter life that the Jewish people had under the slavery.
苦菜就是提醒我们以色列在埃及所受的困苦。
And the wife has prepared some water with salt.
I'm sorry.
Water with salt.
这里就是有一些盐水
Now, do you know why water and salt?
为什么要盐水呢
？Because water and salt taste a little bit like our tears.
因为盐水哈。尝起来就好像我们流的眼泪一样。
And so usually what they do, they take the bitter herbs and they dip it into the water with salt, the salty water.
他们就是他们的做法就是这个苦菜拿起来，然后沾一点这个苦这个盐水。
And as they eat that, they are reminded of the bitterness that the people of Israel had to face.
所以他们尝到这个苦菜。加盐水的时候，就联想到他们所说的痛苦。
And actually, this water is used for almost everything else that you can see here.
这个盐水哈，就是其他东西可以用来，都可以用来沾这个盐水吃。
In many traditions, in Jewish homes, they always prepare a boiled egg.
在很多很多犹太人的传统里面，他们也有一个煮过的，也用这个煮过的蛋。
And boiled egg in Jewish tradition often is a symbol of death and anguish. Death and anguish.
这个煮过的蛋就是象征这种这种
sign of mourning, yes.
就是哀哭哀痛苦的哀嚎
In fact, the family that the close member of the family has passed away, one of the things that they eat for 7 days in some families is a boiled egg.
事实上有一些上家哈，他们在居丧的期间的话，他们就是吃这个
And they usually they take the boiled egg again and put it in the salt water.
这个煮熟的蛋，他们吃以前也是沾盐水。
The other thing that is important is the haroset.
接下去就是这个haroset。
And charoset is made of various vegetables and bananas and other things. And again, in each tradition, they add different things.
是用香蕉，用很多其他的这些蔬菜水果哈，把它混合起来一种酱料。
And it reminds us of the mud that the people of Israel were to use to build the various palaces and houses for Egyptians.
这是提醒以色列百姓，他们曾经在那个泥巴里面，用这个泥巴哈来做砖，然后来为埃及建造皇宫、建造房子。提醒他们那个泥巴，他们曾在泥巴里面打滚的。
Now one thing that important. This is not for eating.
等一下不要吃这个哈。
This is the shank bone, the bone of the lamb, that to remind us of the lamb that was sacrificed.
这个是羊羔的骨头，就是提醒我们那个被杀的那个羔羊。
And as you notice, the bone is not to be broken. It's not broken.
你们可以看到哈，这个整个骨头都是完整的，不能够断裂的。
Now of course we know that when Christ was on the cross. When Christ was on the cross,
当基督被钉在十字架上的时候，
the tradition or the habit of the Roman Empire was that after people have been on the cross, one of the things they do to make sure that they are dead or to die, they would break their bone.
按照罗马人这个行刑的条例要确定这个刑犯有没有死，就是把他的骨头打断。
And of course, that did not happen with Christ.
但是我们知道这个事情没有发生在耶稣基督的身上。
His bone were not broken.
所以他的骨头没有折断。
And that reminds us of the perfect and the blemished lamb that the people of Israel were to bring.
这也是提醒以色列百姓但我们看到他们要信的是一个纯洁完全无瑕疵的羔羊。
Now I mentioned that many traditions have been developed from different Jewish people in different parts of the world.
我刚刚谈到以色列人在不同的地区不同的情况里面也有不同的传统。
Tonight here we have started a new tradition.
今天晚上我们又开始了一个新的传统。
It's a Japanese tradition with wasabi.
我们用的是日本传统的 wasabi.
And this actually is supposed to be something that it's hard to eat and it leaves a bad taste in a sense in your mouth.
这个传统就是说让尝起来很难尝有的人很享受了哈。尝起来很难尝，而且你吃了以后会有不好的味道在你的口里面。
And all the members are to actually take a piece of the bread, of the matzah bread.
然后家里面所有的家人都要拿一块这个无酵饼。
And first to dip into the charoset, which is somewhat sweet.
先等这个蔬菜的酱这个酱有一点甜味哈。我怎么没有？先用这个甜的哈。
Now after we finish, you can come and also taste.
等一下，你们都有份哈。
And then the other thing, of course, that you need to do is to also take some of the wasabi, not too much.
然后接下来就是甜尝这个苦的这个不要就不要弄太多了哈。
After you try this, then you can sit down.
你们要吃苦吃多一点的话就可以坐下来。
No, we still have the cup.
吃完苦的就可以坐下来
I'm just kidding. We still have the cup so that it would wash it away.
Sorry.
No, it's now the last thing that we want to talk about here. Oh, you need to eat that. No. the other thing that we did at the beginning was 4 cups of wine.
In the beginning.
At the beginning, yeah, we filled 4 cups of wine.
Even before.
Yeah.
事实上在吃这个餐礼前一开始的时候就是这要先用这四杯酒哈。
And in Jewish tradition, since we like to eat, we also like to drink. So usually the cups are very much full.
Are very much
filled up. Filled up. They are full.
Okay.
The cups are
okay. 因为我们犹太人啊、也喜欢啊、跟你们一样哈、都很喜欢吃，很喜欢喝，所以、这个酒都倒满的。
Now during the whole meal and during the whole demonstration, four cups of wine is would be used.
啊，在这个整个啊、这个宴席的过程当中，要喝四个杯，四个杯哈。
And these four cups are symbolizing of four things that God did for the people of Israel.
那这个四个杯哈、就是代表以神为以色列人所做的四件事情。
Now in the Chinese Bible, it doesn't work the way it works in the Hebrew and the English.
在中文圣经里面哈、我们比较难看到这件事情。
But in Exodus 6 verses 6 and 7.
在出埃及记第六章的六到七节哈
，God talks about four things that He has done and He would do for the people of Israel。
这里啊，就是神哈、做了四件事情，他用四个希伯来人的动词啊、把那个做了四件事情啊、讲出来。
The first thing is that I would bring you。
第一件事情啊、就是我要把你们带出来。
He said, "I will bring you out and under the burden of the Egyptians."
要把你们从埃及的这个重担里面啊带出来。
The second thing is that I will deliver you.
第二件事情，我要拯救你们。
I will deliver you from slavery to them.
我要把你们从奴隶的状况里面拯救出来。
And the third thing is that I will stretch, I will redeem you, sorry, with an outstretched arm.
然后第三件事情，我要用伸出来的膀臂来救赎你们。
And the fourth thing he says, I will take you to be my people.
然后第四件事情就是我要把你们当作我的百姓，我要娶你们啊，好像结婚娶你们啊，把你们当作我的百姓。
So because of these four actions of God,
啊，这个四个动词啊都是第一人称的完成式啊，这个四个动词是不一样的动词。啊、就是看到我们看到上帝的四个行动。
Four cups according to the Jewish tradition is used in the Passover meal.
所以就用这个四个杯啊，在这个逾越节里面，把那四个动词、四个动作象征出来。
Now, also Christ in the Last Supper that he sat with his disciples and they partook of the Passover meal.
啊，在耶稣基督跟门徒庆祝啊最后吃最后晚餐的时候
，there was also four cups.
也是有四个杯。
Now, according to the Jewish Christian tradition,
按照犹太人的基督徒的传统，犹太基督徒的传统。
The first cup is actually the cup of sanctification.
第一个杯就是成圣的杯。
Which they do, as they drink it, it sets the meal, the Passover meal, aside from everything else, from all the other meals.
I'm sorry.
It sets it aside. It puts it. It makes it different.
就是让这个成圣的杯，就是让他们这个餐，这个逾越节的餐，跟其他的餐是完全不一样的，分别出来。
Just as God sanctified the Sabbath day and set it apart from the other six days，
就好像神把安息日分别为圣，让安息日跟其他的日子不一样一样，这个餐也跟其他的餐不一样。
The second cup is the cup of praise，
第二个杯就是赞美的杯。
And usually they raise the cup before singing from Psalm 113.
通常是在他们唱完的练唱完的读完的诗篇113篇以后，就来读这喝这个赞美之杯。
And the third cup is actually the cup of redemption.
然后第三个杯就是救赎的杯。
This was according to Matthew 26 verses 27 and 28.
这是根据马太福音22章那里。
Was the cup that Jesus took and he says, "This is my blood shed for you, as a sign of the new covenant."
他说26章27、28节，他说这是我为你跟你们立约的宝血，你们喝来纪念我。
And of course, he told them that it was for the forgiveness of their sins.
这是提醒我们就是要让我们的罪得赦。
Now it reminds us that just as the blood of the lamb in the doorpost saved the Jewish people, just as the blood of the lamb on the doorpost saved the Jewish people,
就好像那个门楣上羊羔的血能够拯救以色列人。
And the angel of death passed over the homes of the Jewish people.
而且命令的天使也越过这些犹太人的家庭、啊、没有伤害他们。
In the same way, blood of Christ,
同样的基督的宝血
saves us from the angel of death,
也这样拯救了我们，把我们从、啊、命令的使者手中拯救出来。
And of course, the fourth cup is the cup of the kingdom.
然后最后一个杯、啊、就是、啊、王国之杯，王国盼望之杯。
And that was the cup that at that Passover night Jesus didn't drink from it.
那个杯哈、啊、是 Jesus didn't drink.
Didn't.
就是这个最后这个啊盼望王国来临这个杯，耶稣那一天晚啊最后晚餐没有喝这个杯。
And in Matthew 26:29, he said, "I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until I would be again with you in the kingdom of heaven."
在马太福音26:29，他也讲到说，我不再喝这杯啊，直到在我父的国度里面见你们那一日。
This is the final reward for being brave and coming forward. So you can drink it. Yes.And once after they drink the third cup, then the real meal, the actual food comes in.
Thank
you.
谢谢谢谢。当他们啊喝完第三杯以后啊，那个真正的啊那个啊那个啊餐就开始了，菜就上来了。
And then, of course, according to the Jewish tradition, they also drink the fourth cup because they don't believe in the new covenant.
当然啊，在有一些犹太人的传统里面，他们也把第四杯都喝下去的，因为他们不相信新约。
The table is going to be here, so after we finish, you can come forward and you can taste, particularly the matzah. Please don't eat this.
等一下完了以后啊，你们都可以来哈，可以吃这个无酵饼的，吃其他的，但是不要把骨头啃掉哈。
But everything else you can eat.
其他的都可以吃。
So just to conclude,
我们做个结论。
We see that the festival of Passover has a lot of significance in our life, both historically and also now and today.
我们看到这个逾越节实在是有很重要的重要性啊，不只是在历史上以色列史面的有重要性，我们今天的生活也很有重要性。
And as we talked about the fact that God plans everything perfectly,
当我们谈到神他对所有的事情都计划得非常周详的时候
，we can see the parallel between the first Passover and the Passover that we have to Christ.
我们就可以看到第一个逾越节他怎么计划那么的美善，然后耶稣基督在来的时候那个逾越节又是在他计划里面多么样的完整。
In both cases, God delivered us from slavery.
在这两种情况里面都是讲到神把我们从奴隶的状态里面拯救出来。
The first one was slavery to the Egyptians, and the second one, Christ delivered us from slavery to sin and to Satan.
第一个就是把以色列百姓从埃及的奴隶状态里面拯救出来，第二个就是把我们从罪从撒旦的权势底下拯救出来。
In the first Passover, God delivered the people of Israel through the blood of the lamb that was put on the doorpost.
在第一个逾越节里面，神就是透过涂在门楣上的血拯救了以色列百姓。
And in the same way, Christ through his blood delivers us from death into eternal life.
同样的耶稣基督也借着他的宝血拯救我们进到永远的生命里面去。
And we see many of the elements that point to Christ, as we saw with the matzah and other things.
我们刚刚看到我们就是很多很多事情都是让我们看到这些都指向耶稣基督。
But the book of Revelation tells us that this is not the end of the story.
但是启示录也让我们看到故事没有到此就结束。
Jesus already told us at that night of the Passover,
耶稣基督在逾越节那天晚上的时候就告诉我们
that the fourth cup would be drank when we are all in the kingdom of heaven.
就是第四个杯，我们要等到神的国度完全降临的时候，我们才一起来喝这杯。
But Revelation 5:11-14,
所以启示录第五章11-14。
Also tells us that worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.
这里让我们看到说，曾被杀的羔羊第十二节曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、 智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀和颂赞的。
And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and in all that is in them saying to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever.
我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
So in one sense, you and I one day in the eternity would celebrate a Passover a little bit different at this table.
所以在某种意义上面，我们在座的每一个人，我们有一天都要一起吃这个逾越节的筵席，是跟我们现在所经验的完全不一样的。
But in a far and greater significance, because we would be sitting with our Lord, the Lamb that has been slain.And we would be worshiping him for eternity.
是远远超过我们现在所经验到的，因为我们要跟那个，我们以后会跟那个被杀的羔羊一起坐在那里，来享受这个整个他所带来的给我们的救赎的荣耀。
So in this way, we see Christ in the Passover, in the past, present, and the future.
所以我们可以从过去、从现在、从未来来看到逾越节在我们身上的意义。
Now we want to move into the second subject that we said we would talk about, and that is the restoration of the people.
我们接下来再来，我们就要接下来谈到这个人民的复兴，以色列百姓的复兴。
As I mentioned earlier, we saw already how God restored the Hebrew language and the land of Israel.
我们早先已经看过神怎么样复兴的语言，复兴的土地。
And we want to talk a little bit about the restoration of the people.
但是我们要再谈一点有关于这个人民百姓的复兴。
And of course, we are talking about the restoration of the people of Israel.
当然我们谈的最主要是以色列百姓的复兴。
However, I think that there are two things that are more important to talk about before we speak about the restoration of the people of Israel.
但是我们在谈到百姓的复兴之前，我们有两件事情很重要要先交代的。
And that's despite the fact that my love, my passion, and my life is to reach out to the Jewish people, my kinsmen, as Paul calls them.
首先要谈到就是说我的整个热情，我的整个生命就是希望能够去能够去向我以色列人传福音。
What is more important than the people of Israel or even the Taiwanese people?What's more important than the people of Israel or Taiwanese people or any people?
比以色列百姓、比台湾百姓、比任何一个国家的百姓都更重要的是什么呢？
Is the supremacy of Christ.
乃是耶稣基督的超越性。
The world in which we live in exists because of Christ.
我们所生活的这个世界会存在，就是因为耶稣基督。
Everything that happens, happens because of him and for him.
任何的事情会发生都是为了基督或者是因为基督的缘故。
The past, the present, and the future of the whole world is all about Christ.
这个整个世界的过去、现在、未来都是因为耶稣基督。
The scripture of the Old Testament, as we saw, points to Christ.
这个旧约里面呢，我们就看到旧约里面的经文都是指向耶稣基督。
The message of the apostles in the New Testament was all about Christ.
新约里面的使徒他们所传讲的信心都是有关于耶稣基督。
We see in Acts 5:42, it says, and the apostles, they were going from one house to another.
在使徒行传第五章四十二节，那里就讲到那些门徒每天在店里面，在家里面。
And they did not cease teaching and preaching that Christ, that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah.
他们是不住的去教训人，都在跟人家传讲耶稣就是基督。
And Paul the apostle.Who was the persecutor of the church, the biggest persecutor of the church that was known then?
使徒保罗他本来是逼迫基督徒的。
When he was confronted with the risen Lord,
当他们遇见主了以后
he became the protector of that same gospel and same person.
他变成一个保护他所原来所逼迫的那个福音的一个使者。
So much that he was able to say, for me to live in Christ and to die,Is gain.
甚至他到了一个程度，他说：“我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。”
So we see that it's all about Christ.
所以我们都可以看到，都是为了基督。
The second thing that I think it's important is to realize, as much as the people of Israel are important,
第二件事情我们要注意的。
The fact is that the great gospel that we believe in is for all people.
就是我们所信的这个伟大的福音是为所有的人预备的。
Yesterday I said very briefly about my conversion.
昨天我稍微谈到我怎么样信主的经过。
What I didn't mention was that I was converted actually to the reading of the Gospel of John.
我没有讲到我为什么会信主，就是因为我是读了约翰福音信主的。
And it's one of my obviously it's one of my favorite books of the Bible, not the only one, but one of the favorite ones.
这约翰福音是我最喜欢的一本书，当然我也喜欢其他的书。
In fact, I'm writing a devotion from the Book of John that hopefully would be published in Canada and U.S.
事实上有一本根据约翰福音写的灵修书希望很快能够出版成中文。
But one of the things that is really important for what we are talking about in the Gospel of John,
约翰福音里面谈到一件重要的事情
is two conversations that John records that we don't find them in the other three Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels.
就是那里面谈到的一段对话，这段对话是在其他的福音书里面没有记载的。
And those two conversations come from the very, almost at the very beginning of the Gospel.
就是有两段对话是在约翰福音一开始的时候，第三章第四章那个时候就出现。
In chapter 3, we have the conversation of Jesus with Nicodemus.
在第三章里面就是耶稣基督跟尼哥底母的对话。
And then in chapter 4, we have the conversation of Jesus with the Samaritan woman.
第四章就谈到耶稣基督跟撒玛利亚妇人的对话。
Before that, in chapter 2, the last few verses are actually, in a sense, introduction to these two conversations.
在第二章的末了，第二章里面所讲的基本上就是为了这两段对话来铺路的。
John tells us about these two conversations of Nicodemus, who was a man, a ruler, and a Pharisee.
约翰福音谈到他跟尼哥底母的对话，他是犹太人的官，然后他也很渴慕。
This is how John introduces Nicodemus as a man, as a Pharisee and ruler of the Jews.
他是犹太人的官，他在夜里然后渴慕来见耶稣。
And then he introduces the Samaritan woman just as that Samaritan woman.
但是他在谈到撒玛利亚妇人的时候，就没有这些描述，就是这是一个撒玛利亚妇人而已。
Now we need to know that in those days, even though the Jews and the Samaritans were living very close by in the same piece of land,
我们要了解当时虽然犹太人跟撒玛利亚人他们是住得很接近。
Geographically, they were very, very near, but culturally and elsewise, they were the world apart from one another.
地理上好像是很接近，可是在这种种族上，在这种心态上面，他们是隔得很远。
In fact, the Jews often would take a much longer walk in order not to walk into the Samaritan villages.
让犹太人他们要走路的时候，他们就是尽量避过那个撒玛利亚人的村庄，宁可走远一点。
Unfortunately, we don't have the time to go into how that enmity began from the book of 2 Kings, but that's a different story.
在列王记上也谈到这些撒玛利亚城的事情我们先不谈那个。
We find that enmity still in the book of in the New Testament, in the Gospels.
我们在新约里面看到这种状况。
But John tells us about these two conversations of a Jew who was supposed to be a religious leader, a righteous man, and a woman that was living in a loose life.
我们在这里看到一个在犹太人的心目当中是很虔诚的一个人，却是跟一个很生活不检点的女人在谈话。
And right between these two conversations that Jesus has.
就在这两个耶稣基督跟这两个人的对话的当中
，We have one of the most famous and quoted verses in the scriptures。
我们就可以看到，在圣经里面最被引用、最有名的一节经文
，John 3:16，
就是约翰福音3:16。
That God so loved the world that He gave His Son。
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Now it's interesting what John is doing here。
我们可以看到约翰在这里做的是一件很有趣的一件事情。
I said that he's preparing a sandwich.
他等于是在预备了一个三明治哈。
And you know, in sandwich there are usually two pieces of bread.
我们知道三明治哈，通常是两块面包。
And the meat and the good stuff is right in the middle.
然后那个好吃的肉啊，好吃的东西啊，就是夹在中间。
And so the two pieces of bread are the conversation of Jesus with Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman.
所以这两段跟撒玛利亚妇人跟尼哥底母的对话。
And the good stuff is John 3:16 about the love of God.
中间所夹的就是讲到神的爱。
But what's interesting about the God's love in this verse?
然后更有趣的也是在上帝里面，这个神的爱在这节经文里面讲。
And how John has positions it between these two conversations. And John has put it in the middle of this conversation.
神的爱这个经文就是约翰就把它放在这两个对话当中。
It's first of all for us to see the darkness of the world.
我们就可以看到让我们可以看到这个世界的黑暗。
That both a Jew and a Samaritan.
出生生下来，不管是一个犹太人或者是一个撒玛利亚人。
A man and a woman.
一个男人，一个女人。
An honorable man and a disputable woman.
一个是有头有脸的男人，一个是很不被看起。
We're living in such a darkness that they could not understand the spiritual things that Jesus was talking to them.
但是他们却活在那种黑暗的光景里面，他们不能够看到耶稣基督所要带给他们的这个神的爱，神的光。
And when Jesus talks to Nicodemus about the new birth, the only thing he can think about is the new birth, as if he has to go to his mother's womb and to come out again.
当耶稣跟这个尼哥底母谈到重生的时候，尼哥底母所能够想到的只不过是个肉体再生一遍的这种生。
And the only thing that the Samaritan can think about when Jesus talks to her about the living water.
然后撒玛利亚妇人当耶稣跟他谈到这个活水的时候，
is she said, "Great, now I don't have to come anymore to the well to draw water."
他只想到自己肉体所需要的水，哈，这样太好了，我就不需要再在这里打水了。
So we see the darkness in which the world was in.
所以我们可以这两个人就可以看到，让我们看到整个世界那么黑暗，笼罩在黑暗的里面。
And in light of that, when we read John 3:16, it makes it a lot more precious.
然后这样的一种对比，让我们看到约翰福音三章十六节，神的爱是何等的宝贵。
Because only then we understand the real depth of God's love.
因为只有在这种情况底下，我们能够看到神的爱是何等的广阔高深。
Because this is the kind of world.That God loved so much to give His Son.
就是在这样一种世界，这么一种败坏的世界里面，神却是爱这个世人。
But we need to look at ourselves.
我们也需要反省我们自己。
Because you and I are the Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman of this world.
因为你我就是这个世界上面的尼哥底母跟撒玛利亚妇人。
And also for us, God sent His Son to die for us.
也是为了我们这些人，神把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
And to give us life, as we saw. And to give us life, as we saw in the Passover meal.
然后给我们生命的亮光。当我们在庆祝这个逾越节的时候，让我们看到生命的光。
So we see that our precious gospel is not only about the people of Israel.But it's about all the people, the world that God loved.
所以我们看到这个逾越节不只是为了有以色列人，而是为了全世界的人所预备的。
But John also in the structure gave us the priority of that mission. Gave us priority. To the Jew first and then to the Samaritan.
但是这个福音书里面也让我们看到这个优先次序是先给了犹太人。然后再给了外邦人。
Just as Paul says in Romans 1:16, For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
所以保罗在罗马书里面也谈到，我不以福音为耻，因为这福音本是神的大能，先是临到犹太人，然后再是临到外邦人。
So for that reason, we are talking tonight about the restoration of the people of Israel.
所以今天晚上，当我们谈到以色列百姓的复兴的时候，
but as we talk about any people, the first thing that we need to keep in mind,
the 第一件事情我们要了解的，
is the supremacy of Christ. Is the supremacy of Christ.
就是我们要看到耶稣基督的超越性，
and the universality of our gospel.
也要看到我们这个福音的这种普遍性，这个普世性，要拯救所有的人。
That it is for everyone.
是为我们每一个人预备的。
But God is doing a great and marvelous work among the Jewish people.
神在以色列百姓当中正在做一件很奇妙、奇妙的事情。
For almost 2,000 years, we have been in darkness.
在过去的2000年当中，我们一直活在黑暗里面。
Even though from the very beginning, the first disciples of Christ were Jews.
甚至于
the first disciple of Jesus were Jewish people.
但是第一个耶稣基督的使徒就是犹太人。
And even throughout the last 2,000 years, there has always been Jewish people who believed in Jesus as their Lord, as their Messiah.
然后在一直不断的都是有些犹太人相信耶稣基督是救主。
But really, as a people, we didn't embrace Christ in a significant way.
I'm sorry.
But we didn't embrace Christ in a significant way.
但是我们还没有真正用一种很严肃的态度，很重要的方式来拥抱耶稣基督。
And more than that, I believe that the church also failed in bringing the gospel to the Jewish people.
然后耶稣基督教会他们也一时没有好好的向犹太人传福音。
We think of the Crusaders, the pogroms, the Inquisition, and the Holocaust.
我们看到十字军的东征，看到这个犹太人被屠杀。
And we think of how many churches took the priority of the Jewish mission into their heart.
但是有多少的教会把向犹太人传福音先给犹太人这种优先次序真的能够活出来。
And how many churches saw the need to bring the gospel to the Jewish people, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek?
有多少的教会真正看到这种优先次序先给了犹太人，然后再给外邦人。
But despite the failure of the Jewish people and the church,
即使犹太人失败，教会失败，
God is faithful to His promises as we find them in Romans 9:10-11.
我们在罗马书9-11里面，我们还是看到神的信实。
God has brought a temporary hardening on the Jewish people.
上帝
God has brought temporary hardening on the Jewish people.
Temporary
hardening their heart.
神让以色列百姓硬心。
Until the full number of Gentiles would come in, and then all Israel shall be saved.
为什么让以色列人硬心？就是要知道外邦人的数目填满了，然后以色列全家也都要得救。
And I believe that we live in a time in the history of the church that we are starting to see.The very, very beginning of that promise.
我相信我们现在真的活在一个时代里面，就是看到以色列的得救这件事情已经开始发生了。
Because now that God had restored the Hebrew language and the land of Israel,
因为神已经恢复了以色列的希伯来语，也复兴了他们的土地。
To the people of Israel,
为他们复兴了。
主的灵在我们当中没有停止哈。
Now that God has restored the Hebrew language and the land of Israel to the people of Israel,
神已经恢复了以色列的语言，也恢复了他们的土地。
We are starting to see that more and more Jewish people are coming to faith.
你也越来越看到有更多的犹太人他们来接受耶稣基督。
And we also see a starting of an opening and awakening about among the churches.
我们也看到在教会当中也慢慢的觉醒了。
Not many, but few that see the need to bring the gospel also to the Jewish people.
虽然没有很多，但是还是有慢慢的有一些教会觉醒了，感觉到要把福音传给以色列人。
So in a sense, we see that again, God in His great wisdom.
所以我们再次的看到神在他伟大的智慧的里面。
Has paved the way for something great that would happen in the future.
为了伟大要发生的伟大的事情，他铺好了路。
And we need to pray for that day to come.
我们需要祷告，求那复兴的日子早日来到。
That the Jewish people would embrace their own Messiah.
让犹太人他们也能够来拥抱他们自己的弥赛亚。
And as we see in Israel that more and more Jewish people are coming to faith.
当我们看到越来越多的犹太人啊来接受耶稣基督的时候。
And as we see that the church in Israel is really growing more and more.
我们也看到神的教会也是越来越越复兴越成长。
My hope and desire and prayer.
我的祷告我的盼望是什么？
Is that they would come very soon.
盼望这样的一种情况复兴的光景很快来到。
That we as a nation would be sending out missionaries to the world.
盼望我们能够差遣更多的宣教士到世界各地去。
And to finally fulfill the call that God has given us to be the light to the Gentiles.
让我们能够一起来成全神在我们身上的呼召，就是要成为这个世界的光。
And I think there would be nothing more powerful.
我相信没有一件事情比这个更有力量。
To see a Jewish person.
然后看到一个犹太人。
That has rejected Christ for so many centuries.
这个这么拒绝耶稣基督这么久的犹太人。
And at the same time has suffered so much in the name of Christ and in the name of Christianity.
也因着耶稣基督的缘故受了那么多的苦。
To go to the world and talk about the same Jesus.
可是却是这样的犹太人他们愿意到世界里面去去宣扬耶稣基督。
And to preach the gospel that the apostles, the Jewish apostles preached.
去传讲这个犹太的使徒所传讲的福音。
So I hope that you would be encouraged to pray for the salvation of the Jewish people.
所以我鼓励你们能够为犹太人的福音工作来祷告。
And to take an active part in bringing the gospel to the Jewish people.
采取行动让你们在这个当中成为一个很重要的能够参与这样的一个福音工作。
So that in return, we will bring the gospel to the whole world.
然后借着这样的一种行动我们可以把福音传给全世界。
Thank you very much.
谢谢你们。
And I particularly want to thank Dr. Timothy Hu for his great translation. It's not easy sometimes to translate me with my funny English accent.
我也很感谢 thank you very much.
Thank you.
My privilege.